This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One thing Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has made clear in His book is that to be safe from Shaitan and from his evil plotting is what He said: "Fas'alu ahla dhikr in kuntum la ta'lam." If you don't know, ask the people of the knowledge. This will help you. What happens? Sometimes what happens is, you know, you have three choices, four choices. Your own Shaitan will easier. Can you make you to go to a choice which is going to harm you? Sometimes the choice will make you more religious. How can Shaitan? But he wants you are a person who only can be misled through religion. He wants you to mislead through religion. Even religious things can be harmful to you. I try to understand. So you will not know, and most people ignore it among Muslims. They think, if somebody is beard and this and that and teaching about Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, so how can Shaitan be there? You don't understand that teaching also can lead you to Shaitan. Very, very dangerous. And many things happen in this world. How he will do? He will take you to the mosque. And the mosque, there somebody will ask that the preacher giving a sermon. Now your responsibility really is, if you want to be protected, ask the people, the person who is going to preach and give sermon. Who is this person? What is qualification? Does he know Arabic language? Does he know Islam properly? Because if he teaches me, I have to follow. If he does not know himself, how can he teach? Do you do this thing? No. Somebody sermon, I best listen. No, I love Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then you listen. And then some bad words, evil words, fall in your eye, your ear, and you believe in that, and you do. Very often, ignorant preachers mislead you, and people mislead. Quran says, first Allah's dhikr, not everybody else. This keep happening. And I've seen in my life so many times, really, people who have no knowledge of any Arabic language, they give fatwa. If you actually have seen so many times, ulama are there. If you ask a question, somebody who's not alim, he's the first person to answer. And people listen to that person. Then I'm thinking, how Shaitan actually makes things. Somebody who is alim is quite thinking what how to answer. The one who is not alim is the first person to answer. Be always careful. When somebody answers question, your duty to ask the person, you answer this question, before I follow you, before I learn you, tell me what is your qualification. Are you a learned person? Do you know Arabic language? Do you know Quran, Sunnah? Do you know something like that? If you really make your religion dearer to your heart, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala will love you.